Well, you don't usually get a visit with the general manager on a Flames Talk post-game show, but tonight you do, because the Flames have made a pretty significant trade with the Philadelphia Flyers. Welcome back. It's Steinberg along with you. Flames have acquired a couple of forwards, center Morgan Frost, winger Joel Farabee from Philadelphia. It's Kuzmenko, Pelche, a 2025 second-round pick, and a 2028 seventh-round pick going back to the Flyers. Craig Conroy joins us on Flames Talk post-game right now, live here in the Hot Stove Lounge. That was quite the game for us. I'd gotten a little bit. I'll tell you how it went for me. Somebody messaged me when I first saw Kuzmenko on the list as a scratch. I was like, wait a second, that looks strange. He was clearly playing this morning. And then I got a message from somebody. They're like, is there anybody weird scratch tonight? I'm like, yeah, Kuzmenko. He's like, I think there's a trade coming. Something. So it's with somebody out east, and that's all that they knew. But I thought it was just going to be Kuzmenko. Mr. Conroy, you were pretty busy today. Tell us how that was from my standpoint, but you're the one behind the scenes. What was today like as this trade came to fruition?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's amazing how we've obviously talked months, even last year, we've talked, you know, Danny and I talk about all the players, and, you know, today was a day where we started out, you know, would you do this for this and one for one type thing. And then it started getting a little bigger. And then it kind of got to the point where it was the trade that actually, you know, you see right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think, you know, when it started in the day, you know, you have all those conversations all the time, and sometimes it goes nowhere. Sometimes it's just, okay, maybe let's push this down the road. But it felt like at this point, this is something that we could get done today. And it was a long day, but in the end, you know, it was, you know, feels like things that we were trying to do and get and put guys in certain spots.
Yep.
It just worked out.
Let's start with Frost. Mm-hmm. What does natural center, what does he bring to your squad? Why was he one of the targets in this deal?
Real high hockey sense. Really good hands and skill. He's great at transporting. He's really good at getting pucks in on the power play. You know, that was one of the things, you know, sometimes we have trouble getting pucks in on the power play. He's really good. You know, that's one of his real strengths. So, you know, when we're looking at that, and then all of a sudden, you know, he's over 50% in the faceoffs, which is yep. Nice. He's a natural center. You know, he's 25, he'll be 26 this year, but he's kind of in that range. He's a real good age group for us. You know, it was a good fit. He could help on the power play. You know, you see the skill, the vision, the passing for him. In my mind, you know, a coach is going to make – I didn't talk to Ryan yet, but, you know, you're looking for a distributor for a guy like Sharon Govich. It really fills a couple more – a lot of holes that maybe we were looking for early. So I think getting him is something we've been looking for and needed, and now it's just a matter of, you know, get him in here and get him acclimated and – you know, hopefully he finds that chemistry.
It's kind of been no secret that you've been looking for potentially a younger center to bring in. How as you talked about it, like the age range, how much is this the guy? Like, would this be the guy that you've been searching for, a young center that you can grow with here for the next number of years?
I mean, I think, you know, I talked maybe about right shot would be, you know, there's a wish list you have, but then you know, you have to, there's some things that are out there and there's some things that aren't. And
yeah.
this was a real good fit for us. And that was what we, you know, especially right now, the guys are playing so hard. He did an amazing job tonight. And, you know, I do think this gives us a shot in the arm, and hopefully they feel that way. I mean, they might not know the players as well as we do with watching them all the time, but I think once they get here and then they see what kind of players they are, I think it's really going to be a boost to the team.
And he's under team control, RFA at the end of this year, and then Farabee, three more years at $5 million. Tell us about bringing him into the fold and what he brings to the squad.
Yeah, I mean, Joel is a guy that, you know, when I watch him, he's got a lot of Blake Coleman in him, you know, and he's a proven 20-goal scorer twice already. You know, he's only 24, and he's a guy that has some jam, too. You know, I think when he was here, he was going after Pospisil. He didn't like one of the hits, but he can score. He can play in all situations, power play, you know, he's not, he doesn't really kill penalties there. We'll see how that goes. But he's a guy that we just feel like come in, maybe get his minutes were down this year. Torts maybe wasn't playing him as much. And I get it. Those things happen. But when he was in a good place playing big minutes, his production was really, really solid. So we're hoping he can come in, play with that grit, play hard, compete. You know, he's a playoff player, and then in chip in offensively.
Yep.
You know, he's 2-time 20-goal scorers, like I said. That means he can score.
Definitely the word, at least from a lot of scouts on the outside, really good off the rush too. How important could that be when it comes to Farabee?
Well, you know, you're looking to score in every situation. You know, I think the two players are different. But it's funny, when I just talked to Morgan on the phone, he's like, we're like best friends. Like, this is a good thing that we're coming together. Really going to make the transition hopefully easier, because they will be here together, and they really, really are tight. So it's funny, because when I looked at Joel's thing, that's my area code at home. So
yeah,
he's from
yeah.
my area. So I said, hey, we got something to talk about when you get here. So he, because I used to skate in the summers with Chris Clark and Cicero, and
okay.
he's a Syracuse guy, so we'll have something to chat about.
That's cool. We're talking with Craig Conroy, GM of the Calgary Flames, after this trade with Philadelphia on Thursday night. When you take a look at the deals that you made going back to even last summer, starting with Toffoli, you started to stockpile picks, you started to stockpile assets. How much easier is it to trade away picks as you're going about this plan, knowing you've stockpiled a bunch of other picks over the last number of months?
Yeah, we were able to make 10 picks last year, which was huge. And, you know, for sure, we love the picks. We're going to have 2 first round picks this year. We would have had 2 seconds, but we felt like, you know, it wasn't like we gave up a second for a guy that we had here for 3 months and he was gone. You know, we see these guys here, you know, long term. So, you know, for me to move a second, hey, you always want to have as many seconds, but these guys kind of fit our age group, fit
yep.
what we want to do. And then, you know, the 7th in 28 was something they just felt like they needed a little bit more to push it over the line. And so, you know, that's a pick that's out a little bit. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen. We're going to get more picks, and picks are going to go. But, yeah, it's nice when you have some stockpiled, and then you can move them out to make your team better.
How confident are you that these two players, and you've said it, kind of said it already, you've said 3-to-5-year plan, and one of the things that you've been talking about since taking over is getting younger, and part of that is young NHLers, guys who are already in this league. Like, how confident are you that these two, Joel and Morgan, fit the vision and fit the plan that you put in place, you know, going back to May of 2023?
Well, yeah, it's always about, I mean, that's the thing. We have a plan, and we're sticking to it. I know people think, well, you're close to the playoffs. No, the plan, we're sticking, you know, you and I have talked about it, Pat. This is the plan. We're going to stick to the plan. I'm
yeah.
not saying try even.
Yeah, yeah.
We are. And these are two players that we feel fit into that mold, you know, of where we're trying to get and what we want to be. You know, we got a little bit younger today, and I do think we got better. You know, I mean, we lost some 2 very good players, though. I'm not saying that. That's not fair to them. But you have to give up something to get something. And,
yep.
and you know, would we have loved to kept Pelche? And yeah, you would love to. You know, I know he loves it here, and he wants to be here. And that's the hard part of this job. And, you know, to kind of pull him off after the first wasn't my favorite thing I've ever done. But I just couldn't take any chances. Something happened.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, that's the hard part.
You've spoken really highly about Kuzmenko too, and about how much he wanted to win and wanted to help. So 2 guys that were pretty important pieces of your group, and 2 guys that really wanted to be a part of the solution. But that's what you said. Even
yeah.
it's a trade, it's a business. But they both. I know that it was tough to move on from both those.
Yeah,
guys.
And Kuzi's a good. You know, he's a great person, a great teammate, and he's been playing really well lately. You know, his game has come on. But again, you know, the long-term vision, I had to make that decision. You know, those are decisions with all the guys upstairs. You know, what makes us better. Every day we're trying to do something to make the team better if we can help them. And I do think, you know, I'm hoping, I don't know what the guys feel like in the room, but I'm hoping they say, hey, you know what, Craig's trying to make us better and put us in that right direction.
That was kind of the intention, like reward a group that has played really well this year.
For sure. I mean, you know, they're making a push, and I'm really hoping, and, you know, when talking to the two players that we just acquired tonight, you know, they're excited that we're in this fight, and they want to be in here, and they can't wait to get in and be a part of it. And I told them we have a really good group, a good room, you know, and that's what I said. I don't want them sitting at one table by themselves when we go to Seattle in the meal room. It won't happen with this group. I know they'll be integrated from day one, and that's the key for us. We need to make sure they feel like they're a Calgary Flame, and we're all in this together, even though they've only been here a couple of days.
Two more for you. How nice was it to kind of make this deal today and not feel like you were kind of backed into a corner? Like, you, a lot of things were kind of forced on you last year, and this one was just kind of a hockey trade. That must have been kind of fun to pull off.
Yeah, it's nice when you're not under the gun to do something, and, you know, you're worried about players maybe getting hurt that aren't going to be in Calgary. And, you know, this one was just a very easy hockey trade for us. You know, I know we gave up a couple picks, but again, as much as we love picks, they're not, it's hard to give up the people. That's the hard part. The picks are easy because there's no name attached to them right now. But, you know, that's, but I do, everything I've heard, we're getting two quality individuals coming back, and that means a lot.
And I know you were asked the question in the news conference about, well, does this mean we don't have to show up for the trade deadline? But the whole idea of getting better, that hasn't changed, and you're still looking at ways to make the team better between now and March 7th. That a fair assessment?
Absolutely. Always, you know, always, whether it's the summer draft, now, you know, again, we got to be patient because we got to wait for the right deal. We just don't want to make deals to make deals. We need to make deals that make sense and in the plan. You know, I joked around a little bit in saying, people say, well, is your phone not working? What is wrong? I'm like, it's just not that easy, everybody. You know, you can't just I want that player, I'm going to go get him. It just doesn't work. You have to have willing partners. And, you know, with Philly today, you know, and I do think Danny and I have a good relationship. We talk lots, and he's good to deal with. And it's nice that he's out east. It's not like you're dealing with Vancouver again and you're going to see the players all the time. Yeah. It's nice to, you know, east-west thing definitely makes a difference.
Do you feel good, accomplished, that you made the deal today? Like, you go home feeling like, hey, my team's better today?
Well, you feel very good, but I do know there's chemistry and how quick everything can gel together. So there's a little bit of nerves there too. Love the players, but they have to come and gel with everything else. So that's what I'm waiting to see come Saturday. It'll be, you know, it's great though, because for those players to come in here, hockey night in Canada, a Saturday night, it's pretty special, and I think they're really going to enjoy it. So it's a special night, and hopefully, you know, again, it's a Canadian market, and, you know, Frost was like, obviously being from Toronto and everything with his dad, he goes, I kind of know what's coming. You know, we'll see about Joel if he feels the same way, but he's an upstate New York guy, so we're good.
And we're nicer than people in Philly are anyway.
We are nice. We are very nice.
Heck of a trade. Thanks for doing this, Connie.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.